Get the current top and sets the Mitzvah of Ayin Tez. Begin the Menav. Begin the Tez Matzah. Begin the Gemara. Ilu Adhacha Bois Lemesi. Well, if you want to bring it till here, Lal Agar Bois Lemesi, wouldn't you have to pay for that? Which Tez says, "Same, it's a wonder because the Hashem to me, but right now the Lav Adhacha Bois Lemesi, he didn't want to bring it till here. Lomit Leischa, why would he give him pay him for halfway of the journey?" Hashem Tez says, "The Hadi Kamar. This we say Loilam De Leishchich Lagure that he can't rent any other one." That doesn't mean absolutely. Just means to say according to the money that he had rented this one. But a little bit more, he will find to rent. So he did benefit that he came to here, because he got at least halfway. But he has to pay him half of the rental. And the owner doesn't have to charge any less from the rental. Where the guy has to pay not more now, where he got his car broke down halfway. Oh, even the one this, because ultimately it was beyond his control. Or you know, another approach you could say is, limker, he actually could sell his merchandise in the place where the donkey died. And he'll make a profit over there. And there are many merchants that they only bring it till here. He has to pay half of the rental because he actually could sell. The whole point, he wants to get to sell his merchandise. He was able to get to this point where people sell here also. And if he has to pay for the rental up until this point. Next test, but if its value has enough to rent another one, then you have to rent another one. Rabbi Tamei, Rabbi goes according to his reason. Which Tais says, really, have a much less. The Gemara could have answered that the Imba de Mel Lisker, that you don't have in its value to rent. I mean, that was the question. The Gemara was saying, well, then you should rent it. The Gemara says, oh, Rav Tamei, you know, but what you could just said that it doesn't even have its value to rent, but it says, the reason why the Gemara didn't answer, because really most of the times its value does have enough to rent. And anyways, that the Gemara answered the truth, which is that Rav Lashitase holds that you're right, you normally would rent, but you're not going to do it when it's weak, Kali Yikarn, and then you can deplete the principle. And then it says, Vadam, and say Perkashah. This the Gemara says later on the Kov Gimlam and Alf, the end of Perkashah. That Id Amar Bayezeh. If the guy had said, I'm renting you this house, but not when it collapsed, so Azula, it's gone, it's not here anymore. But Loy Amar, the Gemara doesn't say, the Shtikal Terim, Yeshbet Demeha, that, oh, if there's enough money, Larab, Yikach, Larab Likach, Yikach, that for Rab, then to buy, then you would have to buy. Ulishmol, according to Shmol, that Afil Liskar, Yiskar, that even if it had enough to rent, that you would rent. Why? Why is the case of the house any different than the case we're discussing over here? So it says not because the Hasma over there, Eina Bayis Oimidli Macher, the house is not standing to be sold, Illa Haisavalav. You just, when you add on to the house, and you rebuild it, like it was originally, that's what you do when the house collapses. Like a donkey that's dead, okay, now you buy a new one, you just rebuild this one. Kiven Domali Bayis, since he told me this house, enough on the collapse, so Ein La Machre. And so there's nothing to sell. And Vagamla Kibla Lovla Hasif, Yitzhi Babinya Bayezeh, he didn't accept upon himself to add on expenses for this house. Ela Bayezeh, commercial who? It's just the house as it is. That's what Hiskalay loved the boy. That he leased out to him, Kozman Shayuchal, as long as he could. Prinafa, when he collapses, Azda, that's gone. Abu Chamar, Shemez, but a donkey that dies, ain't Oymid. It's not like, okay, you rebuild that donkey. El machri b'dam. You sell it for monetary value. Kachish b'demel. Likachikav. So therefore, if it's monetary value, you have what to buy. So you buy. Well, this girl, yisgar. And if there's what to rent, rent. And that's what Agamar discussed over here. And it does not discuss that machlik is over there. Next, this month, begin with the word demel b'hachabar. But here, the chimot yoivel. When it reaches yoivel, the Gemara is discussing over here. To Rav, that holds that you don't deplete the principal. What do you do with the Brisa that says that the tree of the Mashkin dried up? So you do sell it, then you purchase a piece of land, even though Yevil is going back, and then it's going to be depleted. So obviously, it's not like Rav. So that's what the Gemara was saying. So there's a little Brisa Gufa. Now, the Brisa itself, which the Gemara sends a Brisa right now that says you sell the tree, that Asi Shaper, that itself is not difficult. Because wait a second, how could you do that? Ah, forgot the hashto nami. even though right now the likach hakarka to purchase the property is kari kal yikarna, well, that itself is considered as depleting the principal. No, kamakom nafkim in the laleva, but still there is a ramification for the borrower. The litzlich litzivi, that you shouldn't go ahead and, you know, deplete in the way that you're going to go ahead and chop it for firewood, which the question is, why? What's the difference? Because, I mean, according to what the Gemara understands right now, you're saying anyways can be Makali Karna, and that's what we're asking the Rav. So then why is the Bar say you can't chop it up into firewood? No, because the Zim the Shama Yimei Mashkanta, because sometimes the days of the security will end Mekmedalam Dievo, before Dievo. So at least you'll gain that. Oh, Yisrami Le Zuzi, or the guy will get money, you park, and he'll be able to redeem it. He'll be able to 2 or 3 years come Yevil before Yevil. And therefore, that's not a difficulty why we say don't chop it as wood and instead of sell it. Al-Rab, according to Rav Duma, that he says, that you don't deplete the principle. That's what the Gemara is saying. Koshli, the price itself is not difficult, but the price is difficult on Rab. At the end of the day, it's depleting the principle. Since at the end of the day, the property will not remain forever by the hand of the bar. Where, oh, he sold the field for 60 years, which, well that's still going to be deployed after 60 years. Is that because I could have the Gemara's assuming that Kim Lizman Orch Kol Kach, Mokhulay, since he sold them for such a long time, that's not considered deploying the principle, because, I mean, that's like almost a lifetime, you know? Next test, Matabin, where's the Gemara? Elim, if you think it's Bayain, Stamus, Fina Zoo, that it's for this, he said any one, he didn't specify which one, but he specified this boat. So in Nasan, so if he gave the money, am I lethal? Why can't he take it back? Limely, he should tell him, have this fin doch, give me your boat, because it's specifically this boat, and you can't because it's sunk. But I'll bring wine, because my wine that sank, that doesn't make a difference. I said any wine. Which Lemme Baya just explains what the Gemara is asking. We don't have to say Imloy Nasan, that if he did not give the money, Shalayitin, that he shouldn't give it, that we understand. Elafilim Nasan Kazar. The question is that even if he really gave the money, Yaksavi Yitl, he should be able to take it back. Why? Kimin says Yochala Havi Yayin, this guy could bring any wine. The Maskein Yochala Havi Svina Zu Shehisna, he can't bring this boat anymore that he stipulated because it sank in the high seas. And Baladamal Hodo Amalel, it's not about the Gemara brought previously with Ilu Adhocha Boislame Subhulu, where the Gemara previously, Svara, that like, you know, if you would want to come till here, then your area you have to pay at least halfway. So why don't we say the same thing over here? No, because the hasmo over there, Mahanile, at least he helped him Shiocha Bakal Lahasker, that he could easily rent Mikan Ad Makam Shiyirza from here to where he has to get to, Elim Kersham Schaira, or he can at least sell merchandise to the halfway point. Kedrishalo, he could explain two different approaches and tastes. So he did get benefit at least halfway, so you got to pay the halfway. Halach over here, where the boat sank halfway, you can't say that, because Shayan Nitva, because the wine itself also sank in the sea. Well, Mayimka, what's he going to sell? So he got no benefit at all. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, even when he paid, you should be able to take back. Because Taisi explained, but aim the farish, don't explain the Hachi Baruch, the Gemara's asking on the other variable, Amai Litl Schar Chatzah Derech, why shouldn't he take the payment of the half of the journey that he didn't go on yet? Meaning, but you know, the payment of what he really went, that makes sense, that he shouldn't take. But the question is, why shouldn't he take for the part that he didn't go on yet? And that's what the Gemara is asking on. No, that can't be. If that's the case, how many times did they learn? If he didn't give, you don't give. The mashman sounds usually not going to give at all. Even the wages for the half that he went on. Then you should ask, why doesn't he give at all? So obviously the Gemara's question was like what we said, that it's not similar to the case of when the donkey dies. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay at all. And that's not like... that's why the Gemara didn't ask on the second halacha that he says that if he didn't pay, that he shouldn't pay because something doesn't pay at all, and it's only going like we said in the beginning of Taisus is what the Gemara's question was. Next doesn't have to be in the words of Gemara, but Finistam, Bienza. Okay, we're talking about that the owner was renting out any boat, and the guy was renting it was Bienza, specifically this one. So then the question is, if it didn't give, why shouldn't he give? Lemele, what do you mean? Why can't the owner tell him, Havlichamer, give me wine, I'll bring any boat. And therefore, it's the fault of the renter. Which Tais explains here, like in the previous Tais, he says, the Gemara's question like this, Loim Baron, to tell him in Kfar Nosan, that if he really gave the money, Shleitel, that he's not going to take the money back. And Lafil in Nosan, that even if he did not give the money, he usually lost his cause, he just left to pay for the entire rental. Shavikana Masker, call us Chiris, because the renter already acquired all of the money for the rentals. But Meshicha Sasecha Sasvina, when the guy was renting it, pulled the boat. Because he's ready, the owner is ready to fulfill his end of the deal. Oh, Yorta says, actually, I feel a belay Meshicha, even without Meshicha. Since the owner could fulfill his condition, and the renter cannot, so it's his mazel that caused it. And therefore, it's like he's begging out. The fish should have to pay even for the half of the part of the journey that it didn't go on. Kipay a bottle, at least like the halacha of a worker who's not doing his job, but like that he would, and how much would he be willing to take for not doing anything, like this guy who his boats are not being used, but he would have been willing to. So how much he would have to at least pay like that. So it says, because it's difficult, because I might eat in like klal. Why should he have to give him anything at all? Mechatzei derech shlehalach from the half of the journey that didn't even go on. I feel like kipay a bottle, meaning even for like of an unpaid worker. Because kimish ira oinus, since an oinus happens beyond anyone's control, I mean leel. The Gemara said previously on the Vayin Zayin but Alf, hechad asecha anus, where the renter is beyond his control, with the asa mitra, where the rain came, the insag lashka, so we're okay, so he doesn't have to water anymore. So I've said the poilim where that's the loss of the workers. Now mashmal leel, it sounds like from the Gemara previously the chol oinus ira lebalabayis. Any oinus that happened to the homeowner, that he should not have known necessarily, like it's going to rain. Yes, I'm not poiling more than the workers. I'm saved the poiling. So that's, okay, that's the loss of the workers. So, here also, al karchuch, parach, sheyitin. So obviously, the question is, sheyitin, afil is charchat zeaderach, shleholach, that the asking on, as we said before, that he should give even the half of the journey that he didn't go on. And the proof of this is because the fact that the Gemara does not ask on this day, we learned that Imnosin Leitel, where that if he gave, you don't take it back. Mashmah sounds like Imnosin Kolzchar, that even if he paid the whole wages, the clock doesn't take anything back at all. So obviously we're going on the whole thing. So, but why should he get the whole thing? Why is it different than the Gemara of Ein Zayin? So the Rivan answers because the El previously dashab paylum of the klum, the workers don't lose any capital. Action is batlum. They just don't have work to do. So that's where we said we're not going to give him anything because it was ends for the balabais. Where the owner of the boat is willing to do the work. Not only that, his boat actually, he lost his boat. So kapoil bottle mia isle. So at least we're going to pay him, even for the second half of the journey, which he never went on, like an unpaid worker, a guy who is just not doing work. Since at least he's prepared to fulfill his end of the deal. His condition. That's why it's different than the Gemara by the end of Ein Zayin.